and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 96. And today what I'd like to talk about is something that was inspired by something I saw this last Sunday in our service in Watford. Dawn and her daughter, Bethany, welcomed us to church, and they did it in a super way that illustrates a best practice in the area of reenacting a scene. Reenacting a scene is a tremendous way to drive a point home to illustrate something that you want to get across. And they did it like this. So Dawn's point was about gratitude. Her scripture was Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life. How do we receive that gift? Do we receive it with gratitude? That was her main point as she welcomed us and Bethany welcomed us. She illustrated it by talking about her birthday. It had been her birthday recently, and the different ways one can receive a gift. And so she stood up front there with her daughter Bethany, and she mimed coming downstairs in the morning and finding her daughter Bethany at the foot of the stairs. And Bethany had a gift, not quite like this, but like a box. And she get, obviously there was a gift inside it, and she gave it to her mother. And in the first time she did it, she accepted it gratefully. Oh, wonderful. That's so kind of you. First thing in the morning to receive a birthday gift on my birthday. Thank you so much. Very positive. Then she sort of rewound the tape, walked back up the stairs in a sense, and then mimed walking back down the stairs a second time, and Bethany presented the same gift. And this time, Dorm's like, I'll have a look at it later. And she didn't even accept it and take it. She just walked off. And we could see by the look on Bethany's face how that might have felt to her. And of course, Dawn didn't do that in real life. She was very grateful for the gift she was given. But that was the illustration of how do we receive the gift of eternal life? Do we receive it with gratitude or not? And it made the point more strongly than just talking about it. One could talk well about this verse, but illustrating it by reenacting a scene, in a sense a real scene and then a pretend scene, really worked very well. And whether you do the positive first and the negative second, or the negative first and the positive second, depends on the point you're trying to make and the emphasis of your point. So no right or wrong way to do that. Think that through for your own situation. But I love the practical way they did that. It reminded me of the way that Jesus used practical and physical things in his teaching. For example, in Luke chapter 20, if we look down here, the question he's asked in verse 22 is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? He saw through their duplicity and said to them, show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription are on it? Caesar's, they replied. And then he says, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, to God what is God's. Something practical, something physical, a bit like this gift in the illustration. It was very helpful that they didn't just talk about it, but that they physically had a gift and played out the scenario positively and negatively. So could you use that in your next lesson, your next talk about the communion, a welcoming of everybody, something to do with as you share about how we can help the poor, a sermon, a lesson, a teaching opportunity? Could you use something physical? Could you reenact? Could you get somebody else there to come and do a bit of almost like role play with you, or reenacting a scene of something that happened to you recently at work or at home? Could you do that? I think you'll find that if you can do that and it's on point, as it was for that passage in Romans 6, it will drive the point home. And I sat there thinking afterwards, yeah, how do I receive this gift? Do I receive it with gratitude? Could I express my gratitude more wholeheartedly to God as he gives me good things? There you go. What do you think about that? Have you seen people do this really well? Do you have examples where perhaps things you've done in lessons you've taught where you've used this kind of role play or reenacting of a story, of a scene in your life or somebody else's life? Could you share about that if you have? What best practices are there for doing this kind of thing as part of a lesson? I'd love to know what you think. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because we got to learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. And one other favor, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person, somebody who might benefit from it. Let's spread the word. Let's teach each other the best practices we know of or hear about or see in other people. I'm very grateful to Dawn and Bethany. Thank you very much for that. Thanks for inspiring me. And through this medium, Dawn and Bethany, you've inspired many other people. So thank you very much for that. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.